This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. In 2012, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling in Miller v. Alabama, which determined that juveniles convicted of murder could no longer be sentenced to mandatory life prison sentences, and that each case must be looked at individually for mitigating factors. But what does that mean for all those juvenile offenders serving life sentences for crimes committed before 2012? Tomorrow, the North Carolina Supreme Court will hear three cases to try and determine whether that Supreme Court ruling should apply retroactively. Allison Standard is a post-conviction attorney for the North Carolina Prisoner Legal Services. She works with some of the individuals who might be affected by this decision, and she joins me now. Thanks so much for being here.
Happy to be here.
If the North Carolina Supreme Court rules tomorrow to look at cases retroactively, how many offenders may be impacted?
We're looking at probably in the dozens, at least in our office. I'd say we represent about 50 or 60 inmates who are currently affected by these laws and this decision.
What do some of these cases look like?
I'd say most of the clients are in their late 20s to early to mid-30s at this point. The cases are a broad range of cases. Like most murder cases are, I'd say a lot of them are robberies gone bad or juveniles who've gotten into the wrong situations.
How would this work logistically? If you have a man in his 30s who's been in prison since the time he was a teenager, would he be eligible for parole as a result of time served?
Miller versus Alabama came out in 2012, and North Carolina responded very quickly in the General Assembly to create a new law creating life with parole after 25 years. And that's the possibility of parole, not a guaranteed parole. I'm not aware of anyone who would be parole eligible immediately, but there are some people who, you know, would be coming up relatively soon.
And would the offenders need to be retried?
No, they wouldn't need to be retried. Some would be entitled to new sentencing hearings. People who are convicted under a certain type of murder would be entitled to a sentencing hearing that would almost be like a capital or death penalty sentencing hearing. And then the judge would be able to decide life with parole eligibility or life without. Then there's another class of people who are convicted under a theory of murder called felony murder, meaning that someone was killed in the course of another felony being committed, and those people would automatically be resentenced to life with the possibility of parole.
Those whose cases are going to be looked at have been convicted of murder. Even if they were juveniles, there are many who will say that teenagers are fully capable of knowing right and wrong, and that as such, the punishment should fit the crime. What about that argument?
That's something that the U.S. Supreme Court looked at. And in the decision of Miller versus Alabama in 2012, it explains how, you know, while these juveniles are being convicted based on their actions, that there needs to be an opportunity. There's certainly here the opportunity for the judge to sentence a juvenile to life without parole. That's there. But in Miller versus Alabama, the Supreme Court said there needs to be another opportunity for the juvenile to have some chance of release. And even so, parole is difficult, and these inmates aren't going to be automatically paroled. If they're not doing everything that they need to do, then they're going to be in much longer than 25 years and may potentially never be paroled.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Allison Standard is an attorney for the North Carolina Prisoner Legal Services. Tomorrow, the North Carolina Supreme Court will determine whether the decision to stop mandatory life sentences for juvenile offenders should be applied retroactively to all cases pre-2012. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.